The members of the task force, most of whom will be working undercover, were sworn in Friday at the Northampton office of the Northwestern District Attorney.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Their top priority is to disrupt the distribution of drugs, which District Attorney David Sullivan says is at the root of most crime in Hampshire and Franklin counties.
And it's created an enormous risk to the public. The crimes that get committed, whether they be bank robberies, whether they be breaking and enterings, whether they be assault and batteries, those crimes really of drug distribution and the need to support drug habits are driving the crime in our district.
The task force will allow law enforcement to operate beyond a single town's jurisdiction. Sullivan said roughly 20 local police officers volunteered to serve on the task force. It also includes the sheriff's departments from Hampshire and Franklin counties and a state police narcotics unit. Sullivan called it an innovative approach.
It's only together that we can put all the pieces together and really be more than the parts that we are to make our whole something that really transcends to making our community safe and secure, and that we know that we're giving our best and we're using our resources wisely.
A similar task force was created last year in Berkshire County. Interstate 91, which runs through both Hampshire and Franklin counties, is a supply route for drugs from the New York City area and guns from New Hampshire, where firearms laws are not as strict as in Massachusetts.
That's the number one corridor for drugs in Western Mass.
Franklin County Sheriff Christopher Donlin said it is shocking to see how budget cuts have hobbled local police departments.
Because of budget cuts, there was not one full-time police officer, municipal police officer, dedicated solely to narcotics in both counties. So, and there used to be several. And I think that's the result of municipal budget cuts forcing detectives into uniform to answer calls. And municipal police departments alone just cannot deal with all of the issues that they currently have.
The Northwestern District Attorney's Office was awarded $81,000 by the state's Community Innovation Challenge Grant Program to form the task force. More than $500,000 in so-called in-kind services, such as equipment and office space, is being provided by local police and the Massachusetts State Police. Hampshire County Sheriff Robert Garvey urged the task force members to use the county jails as resources for their investigations.
We do an awful lot of work with offenders that have been engaged in these activities, and as a result, the information that we get from inmates through their rehabilitation is valuable information for the police in terms of their investigations.
The Northwestern DA's office also received a $64,000 state grant to expand a program to combat juvenile fire setting. The program, which combines treatment and education, works with children between the ages of 5 and 17 who start fires. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Todd, Hill WAMC News.